Morning.
Good morning.
Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the Apostle Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth. If you'd like to follow along in your pew Bibles, it's on page 157 of the New Testament. These are the words of Paul. Think of us in this way, as servants of Christ and stewards of God's mysteries. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. I do not even judge myself. I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive commendation from God. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading comes from the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 34. If you'd like to follow along, you'll find this scripture in your pew Bible on page 6 of the New Testament. Hear these words as Jesus is speaking. No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I apologize for my froggy voice. I think I'm the victim of allergies. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God created all the creatures that would inhabit the skies and the land and the sea. And God saw that it was good. God is love. And in order to give expression to that love, God saw fit to make man and woman and all of humankind. In God's eyes, we are each heavenly creatures. We are worthy of God's love. And God loves you very much. According to Scripture, God made us just a little lower than angels and gave human creatures a special task. It is our job as people to care for the earth, to be wise stewards of God's creation. We alone among all the other creatures have a higher level of reasoning. We're the only creatures who can return God's love. We're the only creatures who recognize that God is God. Now, before we get too filled with ourselves in this elite status as Homo sapiens, we need to remember that God loves all of God's creatures on this earth. And in light of the scripture talking about the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, I want us together today to think about some of the other creatures on this earth whom God loves so much, that perhaps we might take a lesson from these other creatures on how we can be better children of God. You know, we learned as kids that elephants never forget. And when you think about elephants, recent research has shown us that elephants have a highly sophisticated society. They have very close-knit families. They are so close-knit that one of their clan dies, the entire troop of elephants will return to the site of that death in order, it seems, to mourn. Elephants will make long journeys to go back to that place of loss, and they almost seem sad, because it seems that elephants mourn just as we do. Today is Memorial Sunday, in anticipation of tomorrow, which, as you well know, is Memorial Day. This is the day that we concentrate on the men and women of the armed forces who have given up their lives, have made the ultimate sacrifice in order to secure our liberty and our freedom. And we, just like the elephants, must never forget. Scripture says, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. Take a look at the book of Ecclesiastes. Well, when I think about this, the fact that today and tomorrow are the unofficial start of the summer season, I'm reminded about the seasonality of life, how things move in seasons. From our time in Alaska, I'm reminded of bears and ground squirrels. Grizzly bears, as you may well know, hibernate over the winter. And ground squirrels undergo something that's called estivation. It's not quite as deep a sleep as hibernation, but they, both of these animals, feel the call of nature. They go into burrows and they sleep throughout the cold winter months, a chance for them to get rest, to recreate their bodies. Well, I think we can take a lesson from our kids who are very soon to be out away from school for the summertime. You don't have to tell a kid twice how to relax, how to play. Perhaps we ought to take a lesson from them in taking a little time off, having some fun, hiking, going fishing, dreaming a little, because kids can teach us quite a bit. I'm reminded also of our dog, Magpie. I believe that dogs are seriously, truly creatures of God. Just look at the word. If you take the word God and spell it backwards, you have dog. So maybe there is something to this connection between God and our pets. Well, left to her own devices, our dog would spend most of the day sleeping. Now, I'm not suggesting that any of us ought to sleep all day, every day, but perhaps we can learn a lesson and spend a little more time in rest. My guess is that none of us here, probably none of us, get adequate sleep. So perhaps we need to think about that time during the day and during the week when we turn things off and try to get a healthier perspective on what's going on. The Bible tells us that we ought to observe a Sabbath. Sabbath is a strong, it's a part of the law in the Jewish faith, because Jesus was first and foremost a strong member of the Jewish faith. He was a Jewish man. And Scripture tells us that every week we ought to take a day off, away from our work week toil, a day when we focus on God's creation and all the goodness that God has provided to our lives. I think when you look at these scripture passages and all the entire Bible, you get the understanding that in God's eyes, We are human creatures like many other creatures, but we are dependent upon God, and we need to learn our own limits. In God's eyes, you are creatures of the Lord, and God loves you very much. Amen.